You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to my couch, as you always are here. Now it's Wednesday. It's 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, and wherever you're at all around the world, welcome, because here's where you always get information about elevating your consciousness, becoming a better person, not only for yourself, because as I always say, you got to love yourself first and then you'll be great for other people, but also handling, managing a lot of your issues. And I'm not talking about total mental issues either. I'm talking about physiological issues, managing pain, managing the way that we feel about ourselves and our bodies and our minds, of course. So with that being said, I'm going to introduce my special guests for you today. If you read on social media, here they are. Beautiful. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, so happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Bill McKenna and Hughes Larson. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
All right. Now, I'm sure a lot of my viewers and listeners have seen you all around on so many different media outlets and what you have to say and what you're talking about in terms of helping people. And today we're going to be talking about Cogno movement, particularly. And the way I would express it, it doesn't just change your subconscious, because we've talked a lot about subconscious here, guys, a lot of my show, me being a psychologist. It doesn't just change your mind. It changes the way the body talks to itself functionally, right? I kind of stole that one from you guys' website, but it's really true, and we're going to expand on that and help you understand a little bit more about Cogno movement and how they came about creating it and the studies they've done. So if okay, I'm going to go ahead and do your setups here in bios. Now, we could take half an hour talking about both of your bios and experiences, but I'm going to try to keep it quick, succinct, and to the point. Let's talk about you first, Bill. Bill McKenna is the creator of Cogno Movement.
Oh, actually, we're both the creators.
And Liz is the co-creator.
Oh, we're in it together. Yeah. We're 100% in this. Yeah.
You guys, thank you for that. I appreciate it. So, by the way, Bill's written the book, The Only Lesson. Awesome. Really the only lesson. And I'll let you know how you can get hold of his book on that. And we'll get into that a little bit. But he's the inventor, and as well as Liz, of Cogno Movement. Now, as I was reading, you assist people in overcoming physical, emotional, and spiritual issues with your, I want to say therapy, but it's not really therapy, but it is therapeutic. And I understand you're an avid adventurer, helicopter pilot, black belt, ultramarathon runner, who survived a near-death skydiving accident. And I've seen you on both, but I've seen you, Bill, on Gaia many times. And you've also spoken to the International Association for Near-Death Studies, one of my favorite institutions, the Noetic Sciences, and also the International Pediatric Chiropractic Association, and many, many more. Been on so many media outlets, favorite among us Gaia members. And we'll give you Bill's website in just a little bit. Liz, co-creator of Cogno Movement. Beautiful author of Suffering is Optional and the Tiny Book of Big Manifesting. You're a master NLP practitioner. And of course, are you hosting the New Life Perspectives on UK radio as well still?
Bill and I co-host that on UK Network.
I love that. I've seen those shows and they're amazing.
Thank you.
No, really, really good. So we're going to talk about sort of the details of the Cogno Movement and what it involves in the brain and how it can help you with various issues, everybody. But maybe we can just sort of get into your brains and find out how you guys got started in this. I mean, I guess, Bill, what was it that made you say, aha, wait a minute, there's something going on here. Yeah.
Well, the kind of an unlikely story. It's the whole thing is unlikely.
You know,
the fact that me and Liz are working together completely, you know, shouldn't have happened. I had no intention of going down this road.
Yeah.
I kind of an inadvertent spiritual awakening. That's the only word that I can use for it. And from a guy who's not spiritual, you know, I mean, wasn't my bag, baby. You know, I was
right. Yeah.
I was more, you know, I only had a few subjects, you know, yachts, helicopter, money, you know, that was very, very simple. I was a simple man. but then, you know, this inadvertent awakening happened and everything shifted. And it's almost like I didn't really have a choice. I was compelled to begin to learn about these matters and learn about helping other people. And so I was drank through a fire hose, every modality I could get my hands on. And then Liz Larson, you know, the angel Liz Larson showed up. I swear the lady's got wings, but I can't see him. But I think they're there. She showed up and Cognum Movement, the idea of it, came, and we, literally developed it. And it's been expanding week by week.
Wow.
For years. It is not a week that goes by that a massive discovery about the nervous system, about the brain, about how to make someone's life better. That is it's overwhelming and joyful. I mean, that's about the best way I can put it.
So how do you really feel?
You know, I guess everything's, you know, in contrast. You know, I did for over a quarter century, you know, work I hated, and to do this work that, you know, me and Liz talk about it all the time, it is the most unbelievable amount of joy and literal, like, satisfaction to take somebody from a situation that has no hope, literally, like, I am screwed and, there's no way out.
This is going.
No way out.
Yeah,
and to give them their life back, and it's just it's unbelievably satisfying. We're always talking about sharing the joys and the miracle of the work.
Sure. Oh, thank you for that. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Liz, so how did you get into this?
Gosh, and so many levels I was born this way, but I did everything I could not to be that. But, you know, I was that person that at five, people would ask me questions I had no business knowing. And I remember thinking, what the heck? Why are they asking me this? And then I knew the answer, right? So I was in hiding for most of my life. But I always had the interest in how to create real change. And I, you know, later in life, really, really wanted to be a part of miracles. Like, I really wanted to be able to make real and lasting change. Yes. And at some point in my life, you know, all the things I tried to do to hide from being this, I got chewed up and spit out. You know, $10 million a year business just collapsed in the most rude fashion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was kind of pushed in the direction. And so I studied neurolinguistic programming, and I went that direction because it was less woo-woo.
Right.
You know, I didn't have to be a full-on witch, you know, or psychic or, you know, medium or any of that. I could learn a technology that could help me create change, right? And I'd learned lots of other things, and even in the business I had before, I was doing similar things, helping people create blocks in their sales method and things like that. About the same time, I just decided to learn neurolinguistic programming. And it just so happened that my trainer, Linda Gale Campbell, was focused on brain remapping specifically, not sales, not other things, brain remapping. That was her gig, right? And she was dang serious about it. But at that same time, both of my parents came down with brain illnesses, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
Oh.
So I would travel from the Grants Pass in Southern Oregon to Seattle every month, back and forth for training. And I would listen to everything I could about how to change the brain. And so by the time I met Bill, later on in 2016, we met. And within 6 months, Bill was like, hey, I have this idea.
Mm.
And he's like, I mean, he was getting great results already. And it was just this core, when things we still use today, the core, he's like, this is working great, but I'm just not sure why. And I'm like, hey, that's a brain remap.
Yeah.
Right. Like my brain understood what was happening and why.
Yeah.
And that was it. It went from there. And to tell you the truth, I always want a shortcut. Everything took way too long. Like I did not have time in my life to sit in meditation for 39 years to get a small change. I wanted real change and I wanted it now. And that is how Cogna Movement is built, that it creates immediate change because of the kind of technology is, because it addresses the nervous system. So that's like the condensed version, but that's how we got here. And I would say, like, for Bill and I, outside of our families, this is the great love of our lives.
Aw, that's amazing.
Because we literally experience miracles in our clients, and our practitioners are creating them all around the world, and we get to hear about that. And the changes that it makes in people are so profound, right, that all it can do is really open your heart and have you experience just tremendous love.
Beautifully said. It's true. I saw you both at the Heal the Field event in Santa Monica recently on stage, talk about Cogna Movement, and you just blew me away. And, you know, you were on the stage with other various experts, such as yourself. But when you guys were talking, you're just back and forth talking about how it affects the brain, and we're going to get into that, and the body, based on certain eye movements and what's going on in the brain when it's happening. And so it makes a lot of sense. And it is different, Liz, from NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. It's like NLP on steroids.
You know, that's how I feel about it. I am a master NLP practitioner, certified in all of that. But this, my part of the contribution grew out of that. And we have, one of our practitioners is an NLP practitioner, trainer, all of that, you know, grew up with the originators of NLP. And he said to me just the other day, this is NLP on steroids, but the extension of NLP. Only in that, all of the pieces that we use together work in synergy. So it's the things that work all combined together to create real change. And that's the birthplace of NLP too. It's lots of things that work combined together.
Mm-hmm. Mm, beautiful. So when we talk about creating change, we're talking about change for many issues, pain, fear, psychological issues. We want to, you know, talk a little bit about that. And so many different issues, overcoming perhaps phobias, overcoming deep-rooted, you know, I'm not a psychoanalyst because I thought a lot of that was, hey, you know, it was Freud. It was back then. It was whatever. But I do, you know, study the subconscious, and I have worked with people. So I'm a proponent of hypnotherapy. I do that. But you're in the full beta brain when you're doing this. This is not a theta or an alpha or a suggestion or a meditation or a gamma. This is full high beta frontal lobe work. So this is cool because you're not having to get yourself, as you said, Liz, into a meditative state. You try that. So let's talk about the different things that this can help with. I just sort of threw things out there, but then we'll get into how the process works. Okay. So,
well, I'm going to toss it over to Bill, but let me say this first. This is a technology that works in the nervous system. So if it has to do with the nervous system, if the nervous system plays a part in it,
yeah,
the work can create change in it. So I'll pass it to Bill. You can tell some of the stories.
Beautiful.
Okay. Well, okay. You know, because this applies to literally everything in life.
Yeah.
When we started the interview, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe you could do this or that with it. Well, why is that? And that is that the subconscious actually is the nervous system.
Yes.
It will express for us a feeling. So all of us, you know, have had fears or what I would call a reaction. I didn't ask for it to be I don't ask to be angry. I am angry. Nobody ever said, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to get angry. No, we don't. Oh, I know what's going to be good for me. I'm going to be very afraid today. No, you just are. You just are afraid. You know, I am nervous. Well, if you notice, that is a feeling that is somewhere in the body. It could be all over the body, but it could also be kind of, I would say, more condensed in a certain area. I've got this feeling. And most likely it's fairly familiar.
Yes.
Well, as humans, this nervous system that we have creates a feeling. And then what we do is we think a thought equal to the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will act according to that thought and feeling. Now, one of the amazing things that I didn't understand back in the day, even when I was in my density, back in the day, being what I like to call bad bastard Billy.
Three Bill. Right. Okay.
I had heard that the subconscious, controls 95% of what's going on in your life. And that's what's controlling your life. And I was like, okay, I heard it over and over, but I didn't understand. Well, where is the subconscious and how does it do that? Well, it's a feeling. And I get a feeling, my nervous system creates a feeling, I think the thought, and then I act accordingly. It is, as Liz Larson says, the electric fence of our life.
Yes.
Is that really good looking, man or woman? You're like, oh my gosh, I want to say hi and approach them or smile at them. And you're like, no, don't do that. That electric fence, some people don't have that electric fence that's like that, and this electric fence is all aspects of life. You know, we think about it maybe in relationship, but it's in business. It is what am I permitted to accomplish? Even fame. You might have an electric fence around you for fame that, you won't allow it because of certain, feelings.
Oh, sure.
I got a feeling. So anyway, what can it apply to? That I had to go the long way, but imagine what life would be like without that one feeling you had about fill in the blank, whatever it is. If I've got a judgment against a political party,
right?
If I've got a judgment against a particular race,
yeah.
If I have a judgment against me, me, I like to joke, I call myself bad bastard Billy back in the day. I felt like an a-hole and everybody treated me like one.
There you go.
But that was
consciousness thing going on, Bill. What you put out, that is what you get back, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah. Thank God I don't feel that way today. Thanks to, all the work, that we've got put together and Liz helping me out. And so this, the most random weird things, whether it is, biting your nails, we had somebody Well, I love this story. A lady who was getting bit by chiggers in her garden.
Oh,
and,
no.
And now no longer, that's no longer an issue. You know, you're the litany of random things like I feel worry about getting on a flight, or I'm worried about my grades, or what other people say about me. Or it could be something simply like my athletic performance. We work with Olympic athletes. We work with billionaires that are interested in high performance.
Wow.
We work really with the full spectrum of everybody, and to release their blocks and release their performance and bring to them to a new life.
Right. Oh, that is just amazing. So many different things, as you said. Again, and you know, it's profound. So many of us have, you know, in the psychological community, we understand so many of us have unresolved issues that are hanging out somewhere in there, but our brains are protecting ourselves from that. But I don't know if we have to really go to the deep, dark side, because we're ralphing up that stuff again and reliving it. And as Dr. Dispenza says, you know, that loss of power together, wire together, and we're creating giant neural patterns that keep saying, oh my God, I am a victim. I am suffering from, or I am, but it's just, let's be now, let's work with the frontal lobe and the cognitions and what's going on in the right and left brain and how we're processing the visual as well. And there's the whole eye movement desensitization thing going on, which is part of that a little bit, maybe.
Yes, absolutely.
We can talk about that too, and how that relates. Well, let's throw it out there a little bit, and then we'll get into the full-blown process. Shall we? Well,
let me interrupt for just a sec.
Please.
So, you know, what we know is it really is actually more than the frontal lobes. It's the whole brain. We had a client that Bill worked with that actually had scans with at the Dr. Amen Clinic. And she is an elderly woman who, well, elderly, I mean, what's elderly? But she was a very mature woman in her mid to late 70s. Uh-huh. And when we met her, she appeared elderly because she had 3 concussions.
Oh my God.
And she was starting to lose herself.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she'd, you know, gone to the Amen Clinic to see what was wrong, you know, in her brain, and there was damage. Yeah. And part of our work has the ability to make reconnect things in the brain that have been disconnected. And a lot of times they're from this kind of a head injury, right?
Right.
So it's through the eyes and through sensation in the body, and there's a reconnection that happens. But what we found was that in her brain scans, there were parts of her brain that had actually healed after weeks of, wow, of this work. So, I mean, there's, you know, wow, probably a million reasons, but along with that, who she was as a person had become compromised. So it wasn't just physical. Yeah. She had problem walking. She'd become stiff. Her gait was really off. She was running into things and falling. So there's that piece, right?
Yeah.
And then there was the piece where she was losing who she was. I remember Bill talking about her saying she kind of felt like outside of herself looking in, you know, and seeing herself fade away. Yeah. She didn't have access to the part of her consciousness that she felt was like her. So what the work does is it helps to reconnect the whole left and right hemispheres with the body below it in places that have been, you know, disconnected. So we like to say that how you're wired in the moment, not just from birth, but in the moment,
right,
really dictates the reality you're experiencing.
All right.
So would imagine a reality like hers had become very, very limiting.
Sure.
Very, very lonely.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm sure that she was thinking, gosh, I guess this is the end.
Yeah.
But the end of the story is that after, you know, I think it was 8 weeks, right, Bill? She went skiing on Vail the next
day. What?
With her 85-year-old husband. I mean, they are living it up. She's partying. She's having fun. She is going to the garment district and shopping. Like, she's doing the thing. So her reality changed entirely from a trajectory of the life of being elderly to, woohoo, look what I did. But it's all because the nervous system is control of all of that.
Right.
Our perspective and how we view reality.
Right.
Equally and the same as how we move, how things taste, how things smell, how our ears take information, what our skin feels like, whether we have numbness or we have full sensation. It's all the same system.
Yes.
And that's why we have the ability to create change in all of those systems. Wow. It's just giving that the body the right stimulus, the right input, finding the place in the brain through the eyes that will match or accept it.
Okay.
Hooking up the two, you know,
creating. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And so then, like, the whole life changes. And, you know, Bill and I could go on for days with stories just like that. So the mental piece, the consciousness piece, and the physical piece, they all have to come together. And I, you know, I was saying, like, how NLP is all the things that work in harmony.
Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of what we do, is that a person, all of it can be addressed with the same modality. And if you're, you know, you can raise your consciousness, but if your body doesn't work, that's not a great life experience.
No.
Right? No. But if your body works and your brain is off, that doesn't work either. So you need these pieces to all work in synergy to actually have a better reality.
It makes so much sense, Liz. Beautifully said. And thank you for that. So let's get into it. How is the process working? How does it work? Do we have the ball with us today?
Here's one of them. Maybe. One version. This is one version. The other version, I don't have the other.
There's ball. Another version.
There's the other version.
There's another version.
There you go. Here's a little version.
There you go. Oh, I love this. So let's talk about how this works. So we've described what's happening with the mind and the body and the connection. So what is the exercise? What are the exercises that we can do with the eye movements and the coordination and thoughts? How does this work? Show us, guys.
Why don't you tell everybody about the ball and the symbols on the ball, why we use it in the first place?
Okay. Well, the Cogno movement is hundreds of exercises that address different parts of the brain and create harmony and connection. So many, many different exercises for many different purposes, all of them leading to what Dr. Daniel Amen says is a better brain, better life. So this very first exercise is really basic. So there's a bunch of different colors here, colors and shapes. Now, colors and symbols are recognized by the left part of the brain. Now, the right part of the brain recognizes three-dimensional objects in time and space.
Okay. All right.
Whenever we cross over our hands across the center line of the body, the left hand goes all the way over to the right side beyond the center line of the body. Information flows across that big crack. They call it the corpus callosum. That's the big separation in between the left brain and the right brain.
Right.
So the very first, most basic exercise is moving the ball from left to right and calling out the color. Huh. Now, and what this does is it makes information move across the corpus callosum.
Right. And the motor strips are on for left and right, or right next to the, you know, on each side. So, I mean, we're having to, right?
Yes. You're working it. It sounds so basic, but this one little exercise can really cause significant changes for you physically and emotionally. So one of the things that we do is we recognize from Liz Larson's work that you can access different parts of your brain from different positions your eyes go in. So when your eyes are down, for all of us, when our eyes are down, we're accessing the kinesthetic part of our brain. And this part of our brain also, if you notice when people are sad, they typically will look downwards. Right. Now, and this is, but the kinesthetic or this part of the brain is one of the ways that we learn information. Uh-huh. So we're going from the left brain to the right brain with that part of our brain. When we go up a little higher, a little bit higher, now we're in the auditory function in moving information left and right. And then we go a little bit higher and we're calling out the color the entire way. And this is the ideas and inspiration. This is the area of our brain that we experience executive thought, higher function.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're like, for example, I always like this example, when you're praying, like you see people praying, you know, or a guru, you know, their eyes are rolled back up in their head, sure. You know, and they're actually, interestingly enough, accessing that other higher functioning part of our brain.
Wow.
So we're going to force information
right
into these other parts of the brain. So if I, for example, have like, I hate my husband. I know this is probably, nobody's ever had this before.
Oh, no.
So it's not really a practical example, but let's just say I hate my husband or I hate my husband.
Come on, let's just get real here. No. Sorry.
So all of a sudden now, I'm moving, I keep my head straight and level, and I'm moving information all into these other areas. My brain, the way Liz says it, is we're giving the chance for other parts of the brain to take a look at the issue.
Right.
And this really, one of the reasons that cognitive movement creates change so fast is that we're actually able to help people to utilize more of their brain.
Sure.
So for all of us, this is two tips. Me and Liz are people that like to give gifts. And one gift is, if you're at a wedding or a funeral and you're having to give a talk and you don't want to cry, look up with your eyes. Look up. It disconnects you from that kinesthetic, that feeling part, your body, like, oh, I'm going to cry. Oh, whether it's good or bad, you might not want to let it out right then. But this is one of the practical applications of this. The other is to start to notice something about ourselves. And that is, when I'm, to borrow a term from the millennials, I'm feeling a way about a thing.
Right. Feeling a way.
So your eyes are going to move to a particular place.
Sure.
Try a different position. Try something else. Move, and you know the place to try? Hmm. One of the things about cognitive movement is that the discovery of my eyes don't want to be there.
Oh, yes. What's up with that? It's really uncomfortable, right, Liz? Actually, you know, sometimes if you're doing that, it's like, it's hard to get, what's that mean?
Exactly. So I was actually just talking to someone online here a few minutes ago, and she was talking to me about becoming a healer. And she is a healer, actually. She works as a healer, but she wanted to embody into it more. And if you can see me on camera, she kept saying, you know, I really want to become a healer. I really want to be that healer. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. That over here is the healer. Would you mind moving that to the center?
Wow.
And her whole physiology changed. And she said, you know what? over here on this other side, here's all of my childhood injuries and my injured child. And like, so the eyes don't want to go where you don't want to have to feel that part of yourself, right? And there's a lot of reasons for it. Ooh. One big one can be, and this is an easy one to make change in, you've had a head injury. And that part of your brain is, you know, when it was recovering, the nervous system just routed around it. The brain routed the signals around it. Nice. And it just doesn't, you know, it just, you don't have access to it anymore.
Yes.
So it could be an emotional injury that caused it. It could be your necks out. I mean, there's a million little physical reasons for it. Yeah. But when we are able to make the eyes move into that area, Bill is always saying the problem, the solution are often in the exact same place. The nervous system can take a look at what that really is, you know, the big, bad, scary.
Yeah.
Sure. And then it autocorrects. And a lot of the tools we use, that's what they're intended to do, is get the system to look at itself and make the autocorrection. And in the very basis of our work, like the second thing that happened after Bill, created the ball and was doing this side-to-side cross-body movement was that we move in the pattern from low to high for exactly this purpose. The nervous system can look at how it feels, that physical sensation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's pulled up into the auditory, but this is also, what do I know? What have I seen? What have I heard? And neutral. Like if you space off, you go like this, right? Your mouth hangs open right here. Moves through that. So now the body feels that sensation in the part of the brain that looks at it that can go into neutral mode. Like, I wonder if this really is the end of the world, right? You know, makes another decision. And then as it moves above the eyebrows, it's like, whoa.
Right.
What else is possible here? And it's so natural. Combined with that left hemisphere, right hemisphere, left hemisphere, right hemisphere, you literally get to experience in about 3.5 minutes every opinion that your body has about that topic, right? So it's so thorough. The whole system, the nervous system gets a look, and then it decides, is this a good use of my energy or not?
Right. Yes.
In that, with just that simple pattern,
right,
we've had people literally change their mind about something 180 degrees. Their mind only changed, though, because the feeling in their body changed. You said in the beginning that the mind and body are talking to each other, and that physical sensation informs the brain, and the brain just interprets the signal. Like, is this a threat?
Yes.
Is there a line on my butt that I run from, or is this, you know, butterflies? And so that simple movement can change from a line on my butt to butterflies in a few seconds, but it's my own natural ability to do so. It's just turning the right knobs.
Exactly. That just sort of reminded me, so many people I work with are so stuck in their ways. They're not, they don't have the ability. Like in NLP, you know that one of the proponents is you are able to be an objective observer. You know, there's no right or wrong. So that sounds to me like it's stimulating that part of the brain as well to weigh both sides, to be able to analyze. And a lot of people are so stuck in this is the truth. No.
Yeah.
There's so many truths. And then feel what's true for you. You've got to feel what's right for you and how it works for you. So overanalysis causes paralysis and all that, and assumptions. And so this can really even out and give us a perspective of being, I guess, and what feels right. Pull all of those negative experiences or feelings or strong opinions into a sort of neutral observer, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, what it really reveals very, very quickly, like you said, you know, it doesn't take years and you're not digging into the ugly, you're just feeling the sensation. What it actually reveals is a new reality, because the body will get in this well-worn path of this is it, this is it, this is it. But it's put in that place of torsion around the subject by the way the nervous system is holding it in place based on a perception of the moment it happened, along with every time the body relives it, everything else that is happening.
Right.
So in the present moment, the biggest thing that we're worried about probably has nothing to do with right now and is a whole bunch of little tiny misjudgments and errors and, mm-hmm. you know, miscommunications. And so we realize that once all of that is sort of sorted out and those pieces fall away mm-hmm. and the nervous system is brought back to present,
right.
then you see what actually is. Mm-hmm. It becomes a completely different thing. So you don't even have to worry about any of those opinions or whatever.
Yes.
And I believe really what emerges is who you really are.
Mm.
What your logical mind and your higher self really, really knows
yes.
without all the noise of competing signals.
Yes.
And one other tiny piece of this is that most of us, our eyes are locked about here as we get older. We don't move. And this process that Bill and I use, it makes the eyes look all the way left, all the way right, all the way up, all the way down into the corners. And it literally, not figuratively, opens your ability to see and allows the brain to see what really is all the way around you in your physical.
Right.
But it has the ability to open that up, you know, in your metaphysical, in your consciousness. Yeah. Well, you yes. actually see reality in a new way.
Amazing. Beautifully said. Thank you so much for that, Liz. By the way, in case you guys just tuned in here, if you're watching on camera here or you're listening on latalkradio.com, my special guests, Bill McKenna and Liz Larson, they are the visionaries behind Cogno Movement. And we're still going to talk more, but let's just throw it out there and find out. How can we get more information about Cogno Movement and each one of you individually so folks can learn more about you and get your help?
I just got a message from our business manager.
Mm-hmm.
And she just said, we do have an upcoming event that is mm-hmm. happening in mm-hmm. September. It's the 9th through the 13th. And this work that we're talking about, we do this for 6 hours a day for 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about rewiring your reality. It rewires your entire life. But her name is Leah, our business manager. And she just said that she created a coupon for anyone who wants to attend that event because it's so yes. soon. And if you go to cognomovement.com and you choose the Cogno Conscious event, it's Cogno Conscious, is the event in San Diego, and put in a coupon code TALKRADIO, it gives you 15% off that event. And so that's just one of the ways in. That's our big Super Bowl of the year is Cogno Conscious. And it just happened to be coming up. So if you want to come, if you look at it and decide it's for you, Talk Radio's coupon code, and there's a discount. But cognomovement.com, when you go, there's the two free eBooks, Suffering is Optional, and the Tiny Book of Big Manifesting. Of course, we have our Facebook pages and our YouTube, where there's lots and lots and lots of content to get us know better, to get to know us better. And we do have programs, online programs, where a person can do this work for themselves.
Lovely.
Yeah. And it's an inexpensive program, but you can start to learn and do for yourself. And also people can work with practitioners around the world. Did I forget any, Bill?
I think that you nailed it.
Beautiful.
But I would say for those who are hearing this work, and it's going to vibrate with some people, it's going to jive with some people. They're like, oh my God, this is what I've been looking for. If they're ready for a super deep dive, Cogno Conscious is it. And, you know, a person can call and they can talk to our business manager about it and find out more because it is a 5-day event. So there's a time commitment there for sure. But we know that there are those people who are ready to become who they're really intended to be on the planet now.
Yes.
Those are the people we're really talking to. There's those that are like, I know I'm ready to clear out all the stuff from the basement And I just haven't been able to get to it quickly enough to become who I need to be in this lifetime. Right. Bill kind of refers to it like karma. Right, Bill?
Well, you know, there's an interesting perspective. This one master had given me this, and this is relevant because your audience is interested in consciousness, and this particular master had said, you know, your level of consciousness is simply the understanding that you have come to thus far in your life. For me, at one point in my life, I was afraid and angry. Mm-hmm. And I had every right to be angry. Uh-huh. You know, I thought that I saw reality, you know, and I was just like, yeah, I can see antagonists everywhere. Sure. And you just don't see it. And you're the one who's going to get punked here. You know, but All of us are on this path, and we're working our way through new understandings, and we will get a new understanding of trust, of forgiveness, of acceptance, and of love for myself and others. When I dip my toe in and I realize this is a better piece of chocolate. This is a better reality for me,
right?
For me. Right. So what this whole thing, you know, with Cogno movement is that it's a very hard road to change your level of consciousness because it's self-validating.
Yes.
I'm afraid and I'm angry. I see antagonists and things to be afraid of, and it's validating constantly. You can say, change your mind, you know, think about it differently, but I still got a feeling, and that's how it is for me.
Right.
So what Cogno movement does, and this Cogno conscious event, is all of a sudden, imagine you're instantly relieved from your guilt.
Right.
Your blame. All of a sudden, my consciousness, my awareness, my understanding is, you know what? I no longer am guilty. I'm no longer grieving. I'm no longer blaming. And it's not like I'm trying. Like, you know, I've really spent a lot of time on the mountaintop in the cave and, you know, I'm all enlightened now. No, it's just gone.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. You know, it makes so much sense. And this is based on, folks out there, this is based on scientific principles, right, left, all functions of the brain and its organs and what happens and how the eye movement is connected to the motor strip on each side of the brain. It's all science, and you can find out more about it. Folks, what else can I tell you? You've got to check this out. It's amazing. And if you don't really understand it yet, cool. Check out all the different interviews. Okay, with Liz Larson and Bill McKenna. You know, they're on all over the place. Just Google. And direct websites. What are the best for everyone to find out more about you guys individually?
It really is.
CognoMovement.com.
Yeah, I mean, our whole lives are on CognoMovement.com.
Perfect.
You know, if you want to read more about Bill or myself, you know, click to the media page. You know, if you want to know about the science, there's a page on there for research. There's all kinds of information there. If you want to know how it applies to your thing, you know, you can find that there too. So really all things Cogno Movement are on cognomovement.com. And then, you know, we're Cogno Movement on Facebook and Cogno Movement on YouTube. And of course, there are many, many videos on Gaia as well, Gaia TV.
Yeah.
Interviews on the Brian Scott Show and on and on and on, as well as the UK Health Radio Network.
Right.
We're there too.
Yours, right.
Yep. But if you go to cognomovement.com, that's the way in. You'll find everything that you need there. And you can reach out to us as there as well.
Oh, thank you so much. And you guys, you've been the best. I mean, I could talk to you for hours and hours, and I'm sure everybody could listen and watch as well. But Thank you so much for your time and your wisdom and for being such beautiful healers and light workers. Thank you.
Thank you for introducing us to your audience. It was such a wonderful thing to get the invitation, and Bill and I are so grateful for the opportunity.
I'm grateful. All right. Thank you, guys. Once again, Bill McKenna and Liz Larson, check it out, cognomovement.com. It's an incredible healing process for so many issues going on. Dr. Michelle here saying, just really love that which you are first, and then you'll be good for others. And that's the way it works. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.